The Great Chapter, Part 2, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Meditation on Universals. Mendicants, there are these 10 universal dimensions of meditation. What 10? Someone perceives the meditation on universal earth above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal water, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal fire, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal air, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal blue, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal yellow, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal red, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal white, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal space, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. They perceive the meditation on universal consciousness, above, below, across, undivided, and limitless. These are the 10 universal dimensions of meditation. With Kali. At one time, Venerable Maha Kachana was staying in the land of the Yuantes near Kurukara on Steep Mountain. Then the laywoman Kali of Kurukara went up to Venerable Maha Kachana, bowed, sat down to one side, and said to him, "Sir, this was said by the Buddha in the maiden's questions. I've reached the goal, peace of heart, having conquered the army of the likeable and pleasant, alone, practicing absorption, I awakened to bliss. That's why I don't get too close to the people, and no one gets too close to me." How should we see the detailed meaning of the Buddha's brief statement? Sister, some ascetics and Brahmins regard the attainment of the meditation on universal earth to be the ultimate, thinking this is the goal, they are reborn. The Buddha directly knew the extent to which the attainment of the meditation on universal earth was the ultimate. Directly knowing this, he saw the beginning, the drawback, and the escape. And he saw the knowledge and vision of what is the path and what is not the path. Because he saw the beginning, the drawback, and the escape, and he saw the knowledge and vision of what is the path and what is not the path, he knew that he had reached the goal, peace of heart. Some ascetics and Brahmins regard the attainment of the meditation on universal water to be the ultimate, thinking this is the goal, they are reborn. Some ascetics and Brahmins regard the attainment of the meditation on universal fire, universal air, universal blue, universal yellow, universal red, universal white, universal space, universal consciousness to be the ultimate, thinking this is the goal, they are reborn. The Buddha directly knew the extent to which the attainment of the meditation on universal consciousness was the ultimate. Directly knowing this, he saw the beginning, the drawback, and the escape. And he saw the knowledge and vision of what is the path and what is not the path. Because he saw the beginning, the drawback, and the escape, and he saw the knowledge and vision of what is the path and what is not the path, he knew that he had reached the goal, peace of heart. So, sister, that's how to understand the detailed meaning of what the Buddha said in brief in the maiden's questions. I've reached the goal, peace of heart, having conquered the army of the likeable and pleasant, alone, practicing absorption, I awakened to bliss. That's why I don't get too close to people, and no one gets too close to me. The Great Questions, first. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. Then several mendicants robed up in the morning and, taking their bowls and robes, entered Sarvati for alms. Then it occurred to him, it's too early to wander for alms in Sarvati. Why don't we visit the monastery of the wanderers of other religions? Then they went to the monastery of the wanderers of other religions and exchanged greetings with the wanderers there. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, they sat down to one side. The wanderers said to them, Reverends, the ascetic Gotama teaches his disciples like this. Please, mendicants, directly know all things. Meditate having directly known all things. We too teach our disciples. Please, reverends, directly know all things. Live having directly known all things. What, then, is the difference between the ascetic Gotama's teaching and instruction and ours? Those mendicants neither approved nor dismissed that statement of the wanderers of other religions. They got up from their seat, thinking, We will learn the meaning of this statement from the Buddha himself. Then, after the meal, when they returned from alms round, they went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and told him what had happened. Mendicants, when wanderers of other religions say this, you should say to them one thing, question, summary recital, and answer. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, question, summary recital, and answer. Questioned like this, the wanderers of other religions would be stumped and, in addition, would get frustrated. Why is that? Because they're out of their element. I don't see anyone in this world with its gods, maras and divinities, this population with its ascetics and brahmins, its gods and humans, who could provide a satisfying answer to these questions except for the realized one or his disciple, or someone who has heard it from them. One thing, question, summary recital, and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate, and freed regarding one thing, seeing its limits and fully comprehending its meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What one thing? All sentient beings are sustained by food. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding this one thing, seeing its limits and fully comprehending its meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. One thing, question, summary recital and answer. That's what I said, and this is why I said it. Two things, question, summary recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding two things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What two? Name and form. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these two things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Three things, question, summary recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding three things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What three? Three feelings. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these three things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Four things, question, summary, recital, and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding four things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What for? The four foods, becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these four things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Five things, question, summary, recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding five things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What five? The five grasping aggregates. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these five things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Six things, question, summary, recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding six things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What six? The six interior sense fields, becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these six things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Seven things, question, summary, recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding seven things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What seven? The seven planes of consciousness. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these seven things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Eight things, question, summary, recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding eight things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What eight? The eight worldly conditions. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these eight things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Nine things, question, summary, recital, and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding nine things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What nine? The nine abodes of sentient beings. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these nine things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. Ten things, question, summary, recital and answer. That's what I said, but why did I say it? Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding ten things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. What ten? The 10 ways of performing unskillful deeds. Becoming completely disillusioned, dispassionate and freed regarding these 10 things, seeing their limits and fully comprehending their meaning, a mendicant makes an end of suffering in this very life. 10 things, question, summary, recital and answer. That's what I said. And this is why I said it.